Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to State Senator Amy Sinclair as she discusses work in the legislative session over the past 2 weeks.
Finishing up kind of the second week back for all the legislative session, things going on quickly. I know, Senator Sinclair, you guys have been, you know, working quickly, working fast, trying to get things accomplished. One thing that I wanted to get to that kind of we've talked about in the past and when we got to this first off is how is everything going with the legislative session in regards to the social distancing and the trying to stay safe from COVID-19 during this difficult time?
Sure, and that's an important thing. We don't want to bring everybody from across the state into the building and somebody have the virus and take it all back out to the state and make matters worse. So there are protocol in place. Every time I walk into the building, my temperature is taken just to be sure that I have no symptoms, and that's true of everyone else. In addition to that, we're keeping both chambers very, very light on people. There is only necessary staff on the floor. There are no clerks, no pages. The chairs are removed between senators' desks, so we are distanced from each other. I tell you what, whenever I go out to talk to a lobbyist about a bill or whenever I need to get close to one of my colleagues, I try to put on a mask just so I'm cognizant of their health, just in case, because we want to make sure we're taking care of others. But by and large, we're still here. We're getting work done, and we're just being smart as we do it.
One of those topics that we talked about here and over the couple weeks and months, basically, when this closure was going on, was, you know, the state budget, how that was going to be affected. I guess my question for you right off the bat is, you know, where do we stand when it comes to the budget?
Sure. So because we didn't know, because we wanted to have a little more security, and there's no security. The budget is going to be uncertain. We had the revenue estimating conference reconvene, and the revenue estimating conference did come in about, they said our revenues would be down about $380 million versus what we had been anticipating, and so we're going to try and budget according to that. The good thing is we've been really responsible with budgets for the last 3 years, and so our rainy day funds are full, our emergency funds are full, and we had an ending fund balance. So hopefully we're not going to see sharp cuts for the current fiscal year. You know, there was some concern that we'd have to come back in and make cuts to this year's budget mid-year. We aren't going to need to do that, and hopefully we can work around that big shortfall for the coming year. I think it still behooves us to be very cautious as we move forward because we don't know how quickly our economy will rebound. We don't know if we're going to have another recurrence of viral outbreaks. All of those things throw some uncertainty into it, and so I think it behooves us to be conservative as we set our budgets here, hopefully at the end of this week.
One of the things that first came out that I thought was great was the medical marijuana bill finally getting through. It's something that obviously last year got through and then got vetoed at the end. I guess, how do you feel this bill will go going forward?
Sure. So it is at the governor's desk. This bill is not as comprehensive. It doesn't dive as deep. It doesn't give as much latitude on THC levels. It's not the bill that's clearly I would have voted for, as I voted for last year, but it is the bill that the Medical Cannabidiol Board, it's their recommendations. And so, you know, we have that board for a reason. It's to make recommendations and make sure we're on the right path. So it does increase access to a couple of additional conditions, and it increases the amount of the medical cannabis that a person can get. And so it makes improvements to our system and some other small changes as well that were recommended by the board. And I anticipate that the governor will sign it this year and move it forward. And hopefully as our program moves forward, the board will be able to give us further recommendations that they see will improve the system for the patients who are on it.
As we talked before, didn't expect much of controversy in this little session here. There has been one thing that has kind of popped up recently I want to get your thoughts on, and it has been the recent when it came to the primary elections. We saw a record amount of absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. Now we've heard that there's a potential bill to kind of limit that. You know, what does this mean for voters here coming up in the general election in November?
Honestly, it shouldn't mean anything. The elections bill, and I don't know, you know, the Senate worked on it yesterday. I'm not sure if the House will take it up or not. The elections bill that was passed actually doesn't change anything from current law. What it does is there are a few changes, but there are no changes necessarily to absentee ballots and voting absentee. It still leaves all that in place. What it does do is set some parameters just so both local election officials as well as candidates as well as voters have a consistency of having current law be what governs the election. So yeah, anybody who doesn't feel comfortable going to the polls, they can still get an absentee ballot and vote absentee. It just prevents any emergency declarations from having a major impact on voters. There are a couple of things that actually increase access for voters. It increases out that canvassing period. So if there's a signature missing on an absentee ballot or something like that, there's time to rectify that. Additionally, it puts a limit on the number of polling places that can be closed. And we did see that in the primary, that was an issue. I can speak specifically to my son who lives in Dallas County. They reduced their polling places, the number of their precinct polling places, and he stood in line for 2 hours to vote in the primary in Dallas County. So there was a limiter on the number of precincts that could be closed in a pandemic to 35% of the total precincts of any given county. So that is one change that did put a limiter on that emergency declaration, if you will, just because, you know, those people who do choose to go ahead and go vote at the polls were cramming more people into a tighter space and probably causing more potential for sharing a virus than if we just left the polling places open and didn't funnel everybody into the same place. But otherwise, there shouldn't be any surprise on people who want to vote absentee. All they have to do is make their request, make sure their personally identifying information is available on that absentee ballot request, that they sign it, and if they return the ballot, shouldn't be any different.
Everything in the state is starting to reopen. Things are going pretty well right now. I guess for your sake and, you know, Representative Thorpe, you guys have had town forums before in the past. We've kind of talked about that. Is there any talk of that possibly happening here over the next few weeks where we might see you guys in person talking to the people here in Marion County?
Sure. And that's always a hesitation right now when we're dealing with, you know, does it help if we get out and share, or should we be worried about getting people all into the same room like that? I have Representative Thorpe and I have discussed that we haven't come to any conclusions. So I can't give you a date or a time because I'm just uncertain, just from a health and safety perspective of our constituents, whether or not we want to cram people into a room to do that, or whether it's better for us to just take those individual questions from folks as they come.
Thanks to State Senator Amy Sinclair for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.